Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. A drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know every
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
I'm hopeful, regardless of the outcome. Boost the positive energy without one. Sorry about the jab, I'm on a holy field. I'm bearing fruit, but demons try to eat them like Yoshi meal. I piss them off the Batman like Falcone deals. Jungle full of predators, I know how Mowgli feels. So I got the fire, refuse to live in fear. I can spot suppliers eating fresh roads. Call me private label, I'll be leaving.
Oh yeah, welcome to the Permaculture Pimpcast. Episode 281, as a matter of fact, the only pimp cast on planet Earth where we present permaculture, preparedness, and practical living. And don't be offended, PIMP stands for Permaculture is My Passion. Well, this episode, as always, brought to you by Hickory Ridge Soap from twooldcrowshomestead.com. Turn that simp into a pimp. Bam! Heaven's Harvest, 10% off with promo code PERMA. Remember, y'all, don't forget about the Living Soil Foundation. We started that foundation for the express purpose to clean up Western North Carolina. All those numbskulls dropped all this stuff in the river over here alongside the land. We had Dr. Will Spencer in. We've conducted 3 different tests so far, and the toxicity is on another level. That's why you're really going to want to listen to the guest I have on tonight. I had him on before, but we're going to hit part 2, and I'm going to hit him up about some things that we didn't have a chance to talk about before. And so many of you people asked me to have him back. You wanted to go into more specifics, and I've had some recent correspondence as of late of people that are dealing with, I can actually say it here because we're on Rumble. Cancer, you know, our guest doesn't know it yet, but I would have simulcasted this on X, who will not allow me to do this broadcast there, by the way, folks. YouTube will not allow me to do this broadcast over there. Rumble is the only place I can do this broadcast right now. So even though I know our largest audience by far, by many magnitudes, is definitely over there in the podcast space. For those of you that are tuning in live tonight, give me a break here, y'all. This is only my second broadcast on Rumble. And like I said, we were suspended for a week because, well, first of all, let me back up a little bit. We had Jonathan Otto talking about red light, talking about chlorine dioxide, talking about pulse electric magnetic field mats, and they took the video down. And folks, you're not going to believe this, but I got a week-long suspension for having Barbara O'Neill on. Now, I've talked to everybody from Dane Wigington to my guest right here, all these things in the past that we've talked about before that they never had a problem with. And all of a sudden, I bring on Barbara O'Neill. If you would have ever told me, I mean, it knocked my junk into my watch pocket when I found out that I was banned for a week because I had on Barbara O'Neill, of all people. I mean, it's not like she's saying, hey, go get your pitchforks and let's go hang them at the post. So, folks, the powers that should not be do not want this information out there. That's all the more reason why it couldn't be a more timely time to have my guest on tonight. But I'll get to him in a minute because I got a little bit of housekeeping to do here. Folks, remember, coming up March 18th through the 22nd, Shalom Temple is going to be putting on that 5-day immersion event. And Barbara O'Neill is going to be there. So is Jonathan Otto. I'm going to be there doing some classes as well. And a number of others are going to be at that event. Also, May 2nd through the 4th, mountainreadiness.com. They're going to be out there. And all those special operators, you know, the people you only read about, they're actually going to be at this event. And you're going to want to go there because you're going to get opportunities to hear things about classes that ordinarily you wouldn't hear about. Remember, Redemption Shield, everything I use for grounding, y'all, that I get from Redemption Shield. My dogs, remember, I'm G'd up from the feet up in every broadcast all the way up. I'm always grounded, okay? And I know everybody wants to know what these glasses are I'm wearing. Basically, they're blue light blockers. So I don't have a company for that. And if you want one of these watches that I got on, it's called a Wave Watch. And this thing is a cat's meow. I love it. And my promo code on basically everything is PERMA, for the most part, except for the Wave Watch, where it's Billy100. And if you're going to want any products tonight, it's also the promo code is PERMA. And folks, these are, look, I don't have anybody on here, and I don't promote things that I don't use. I use the products we're going to talk about. And without further ado, we are going to bring on my man, John Richardson. How you doing, buddy?
Billy, I'm doing fantastic. It's great to be back. I missed you. I know I've only been on once, but we hit it off so much the first time that I knew. I just had the sense God or the universe or whatever way you want to go there, it wanted us to be back on talking about this stuff, because it's so funny. All the people you're mentioning, Dr. Will, I've had him out here at my office. The lady that you said that you just mentioned her name got you canceled. Barbara O'Neill. I spoke with her out in Los Angeles at a healing event. And, you know, we're all in this network, but what's happening is the old media, or even like the Facebooks and the TikToks and things like that, are trying to censor, but they're realizing that they're bringing in this new administration that's going to stop this dead in its tracks. And I don't know if you're as deeply involved in the transition. You know, Dr. Ed Group, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Use his products. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So Dr. Ed Group and I are partnering up. I'm meeting with his brother, Dr. John Group, tomorrow for an hour to talk about, you know, the future. Ed is very involved in the transition, and they're going to be replacing the World Health Organization that the administration is going to get out of and replace it with another organization, another three-letter organization that's all going to be about guys like you, Billy, to be quite honest with you, and guys like me and Barbara O'Neill. So the establishment is going to be flipping over to our side, because 80% of the population knows that something's wrong, and that our food is crappy, and that we're not eating good food, and that we're being injected with things. But still, the establishment still controls that 20%, which controls the media, the big med, big pharma, big education, and that's all getting ready to change in a couple of days.
You know, I hear people saying that, John, but I've been working in the media biz for a long, long time, whether it was terrestrial radio in Kansas City or whether it's in the podcast realm or YouTube, you name it. And, you know, what's strange is that I had you on YouTube before. If we had this program, I guarantee right now I'd get my second strike on YouTube and they'll kick me back off.
You would.
But like you said, hopefully these are the... I would love to believe that these are the pains of a dying administration saying, oh, good night, man. We can't let these, you know, the thing that I find interesting, and I'd love to have your thoughts on this. I know we're going to go in a lot of different places, and folks, we're going to talk about real solutions tonight. So you have got to tune into this, and you got to tell everybody else to check this out. If you got any questions, if you put them in the chat, make sure you put them in capital letters. You know, John, I've had some people on that I thought for sure YouTube would absolutely ban me, whether it was Dane Wigington talking about the chemtrails and the crap they're dropping from the sky, or, you know, any a number of people talking about satanic ritual abuse, you name it. Never got so much as a flag for any of those things. And then all of a sudden had Barbara on, and she brings up zinc. Now, I can say apparently anything I want right now in Rumble.
You can.
Yeah,
Rumble. We've never been deleted off Rumble for any of my multitude of podcasts and ever.
Well, hopefully it stays that way. She brings up zinc. And then from that point on, I mean, it was done. And then Jonathan Otto brought up chlorine dioxide, which even NASA called the universal antidote. And once we talk about what you're talking about, I know for sure we'd never get away with it on YouTube. But hopefully, I hope this pendulum sure is swinging the other way, because... And I hear people are saying, oh, everybody's waking up, but I just don't see it. And when you're talking about transition, folks, let me just qualify this, because I live pretty darn, I live really close to Asheville, North Carolina, which is probably the most liberal city in the country. So when you say transition, they might be meaning to something else. So you mean political transition, right?
Yeah, that's very possible. Yes, I'm talking about the transition team switching over, you know, switching over from the Biden administration and the corruption that's involved in that, and going over to the Trump RFK administration. I know RFK is not the vice president, but he is going to be the head of the Health and Human Services. So,
yeah, I'm hoping good things happen, but Billy,
I'm happy to talk about. I want you to ask me any question, because I've been doing this my entire life. As I told you last time, I was born into this truth movement before it was even considered a truth movement. G. Edward Griffin, who wrote the book Creature from Jekyll Island, all about the Federal Reserve, which also could get you banned off of channels. The thing that's getting people banned right now is health, because Big Pharma still controls a lot of the budgets of all these things. So they just say there's no mention of these other things. So you mention anything about the vaccines, you're more likely to get banned. You mention anything that answers the vaccines, like my good friend Brian Artis, you're more likely to get banned. But that is quickly going to change. The incoming FCC chairman, Billy, I saw him on a podcast with Charlie Kirk, and he said quite simply, we're going to stop direct-to-consumer advertising. That's being called out all over the place. And he's already going to be the incoming FCC chairman. So this is going to just make us one. There's only going to be one country left that allows you to advertise, you know, man-made chemicals that poison
New Zealand.
You direct yep. to the consumer. And even the guy, the liberal guy on late night news, is talking about, you know, the only thing that these things tell you that you can do is help you poop, you know, because they've got all these side effects that are caused by these pharmaceuticals. And why, if the doctors have any education at all, why do we need me as a customer to tell my doctor this is the drug I need because I watched a commercial on the Super Bowl? So these things are all happening, and some proofs of that, I like to give those proofs. Red dye number 3 was just outlawed, banned by the FDA. That should have been done for 30 years. And we've been poisoning our kids and ourselves, but it was just banned by the FDA. This is prior to the new administration coming in. Also, if you're wondering if Anthony Fauci is going to skate, Anthony Fauci, if you're wondering, he's just going to skate and get a pardon. Well, understand that RFK Jr. wrote the book, The Real Anthony Fauci. He, in that book, he proved, not just claimed, but proved that Anthony Fauci killed children in studies by injecting them with vaccines, and that they died. And I've heard him speak many times. He's basically murdered these kids, Anthony Fauci. This is the guy that's going to be taking over the top health position in the country. And now I have naysayers saying, well, he hasn't passed through. He hasn't passed through yet. I believe these senators are going to be so embarrassed to try to go up against RFK Jr. This brilliant man who's been battling against the FDA for 12 years. They don't even know what's in store for them. It's going to be like my Super Bowl. I'm going to be watching that. But as additional backup to that, I saw his attorney here in Arizona on Saturday, and I heard her say to the crowd, the assembled crowd of doctors and health practitioners and people in the, you know, the Save the Children movement, the Children's Health Fund, she said, we have all the receipts. We have all the statistics. We have it all, and all we're waiting for is to get this new administration, and it's all going to be released. I know, because you've seen all the studies, Billy, I know that kids that have been vaccinated with these vaccines, or people that have been vaccinated as compared to people that are purebloods or haven't been, the difference between those populations are going to be absolutely shocking to people. And now she talks to RFK every day. She's his attorney, the head of the children's, her name is Mary Holland, just so everybody knows. And I just keep her picture up there so I can remember her name. So these things are happening, and we're, you know, days away from having the inauguration. Now, you know, they're keeping us in fear, thinking, oh my gosh, something horrible is going to happen. But each time they're saying that, the horrible things that are happening is like what's happening in Los Angeles. If you want to be honest, what's happened out there is the deep state doing that. It's them, the last bastion of a dying deep state. So a lot of the things you're talking about, Billy, you said, I hope it's the last bastion of a dying carcass that's that's being conquered. I'm seeing it all over the place. I'm seeing the people that are part of the administration. I'm talking to them. I'm doing podcasts with them. I'm being introduced to them through other colleagues I've known for years. The benefit for me is I've known people for many, many years in this industry. And some people I've known for 8, 10 years. I can start dropping names: Sherry Tenpenny, Leanna Warner Gray, Dr. Ed Group, Dr. Jonathan Group, G. Edward Griffin, Brian Artis, Dr. Henry Ely. Have you ever had Henry Ely on your show?
No, these guys, I tell you what, I've tried, man. You could find Bin Laden easier than you can get a hold of Dr. Ely or Dr. Artis or any of these other guys. So if you got a contact for these guys, I'd love to be able to talk to them.
Well, I Brian texted me today, Dr. Ely, and I hung out at this event down here on Saturday. And it's not that they wouldn't want to be, they probably would. Not just probably, but Henry runs, we all have to make money, you know, so we're all doing it, running our businesses. And then for me, I fit in the podcast as much as I can to tell people the truth. But what supports me and allows me to go to the events is that the product I have is needed out there. And it's not that I'm the only one that can have it, or you can only get it from me. I don't have a patent. I'm not trying to control the market. I'm just telling people the truth. So guys like Henry Ely is a friend of mine, and Dr. Brian Artis is a friend of mine. So I speak with them. And so I've been on their podcast. They've been on mine. My wife goes to Dr. Henry Ely's Institute of, what is it called? What's his institute called? The Energetic Institute. My assistant comes over, walking over sometimes and clicks things for me to show that I have a brain. So all of these people are involved in one way or another in these transitions. And they're speaking to the right people, and they're coming up with the plans that we're going to have. And they're not, none of these people, maybe you can go, oh, RFK's been bought off. I hear all these things, he bought off, and Callie Means has been bought off. No, I've spoken to Callie Means. He hasn't been bought off. He's not part of the system. He's part of the solution. Just that he's not he hasn't been in this industry as long as you and I have, or others. So he's learning things. You know, you can't learn it all, Billy. We can't learn it all overnight. So we're learning as we go. And that's some of the difficulty is trying to understand that people are not quite graduated to your level yet when you talk about permaculture. I, of course, am not. I'm not there where you are, but I am when it comes to apricot seeds and B17 and Laetrile and all the decades of proof and science and cover-up that's gone on over the last 60 years.
Hey, John, let me kind of back up a little bit, because I keep forgetting that we have so many new listeners since the last time we were on here. So we better back up, because I mean, your dad was a legend, and folks, I got a picture of him right here. I mean, he's on the back of these apricot seeds that I have and all the other products that I have over here. But, you know, folks, you've heard me talk about all these. I'll be honest with you, John, I'm struggling a little bit because I forgot what it was like to have my First Amendment back and to be able to speak.
Yeah.
And not have to self-censor on YouTube or anything like that. So, right. I keep forgetting that, you know, I can say pretty much whatever I want right now. So, you know, from the very beginning, man, your dad was a pioneer, and a lot of people don't know this. So let's start from the beginning, and then we're going to talk about some solutions and some of your products, because I pretty much have them all right here, folks. I don't promote this stuff. I actually use it, and I'll tell you how I use it here in a little bit, and I'll overlay it with what John tells you. So, take it away, John. Tell everybody about your background, your dad, and what exactly happened to him.
Yeah, the fast story, the quick story. It's never, you can't really do it quick, but my dad was a University of Rochester educated medical doctor. He was an MD. Back then, when he was trained, as in now, he would only get about a week's worth of nutritional education in his college career. After, you know, doing his undergraduate at NYU, going to University of Rochester Medical School, Colgate University was his undergrad. And when he got out into practice, he started seeing that many times when he would come up with natural answers to things, they would do better than the pharmaceutical answers he was trained for years. So he would have patients that got cancer back in the late 60s, early 70s, and he would send them off to the oncology department. He was an ear, nose, and throat specialist. We'd send them off to the oncology department. They'd get chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, and they'd never see him again. He would lose the patients. They'd be gone. And so he started studying and finding out about a thing that was discovered in the 1920s by Dr. Ernst Krebs, an MD, 1920s, who was using it to treat his cancer patients. It's called amygdalin or Laetril, and it's found primarily in apricot seeds, but it's found in 1,200 different foods. You know from permaculture that if you grow your own food, the nutrients found in that food are going to be much higher than they would be if they're grown in the current chain. You know, once vegetables go, you know, 2 weeks out of being picked, they're pretty much, you know, a lot of vitamins are no longer even in them.
That's right.
So my dad was looking at natural nutritional answers and found that amygdalin, which is found in 1,200 different foods, the more a society had amygdalin in their diet, the less cancer they would have. Specifically, the Hunzas of northern Pakistan would eat 200 apricot seeds a day, chock full of amygdalin, and would live to be 130, 125 years old. They also ate food from permaculture. They also breathed clean air and drank clean water. So they did a lot of other things. But when they did the studies on these societies, they found that their incidence of cancer was lower. The higher the gross national product of a country is, like the United States has the highest, the higher the cancer rate is. The more simple the diet of a country, like Mauritius, a good friend of mine, his dad is the president of Mauritius, they have a very low cancer rate because they eat foods right off the trees and grown right off the ground that's not processed. So they have a lower cancer rate, and the Hunzas have the lowest of all. So I can answer a question. I'm taking 6 to 10 apricot seeds a day. I sleep on a grounding mat, use a wave watch, and make biochar and cover cropping. I think I'm getting up to speed. That's awesome, Nurse Patriot. I love to hear that. There's so many great things. There's so many great supplements and things that are blocked out of our food. Now, so many people go, you know, why do I have to take so many supplements? Because our food is garbage, Billy. And I'm speaking to the choir when I tell you this. So I don't want to get too far off it. My dad saw these people dying of cancer, and then our cat happened to get cancer. So he went over to Dr. Krebs' son, Ernst Krebs Jr., and got some Laetril from Dr. Krebs after our veterinarian told us it was going to be $2,000 to treat the cat. He instead tried Laetril on the cat, and the cat responded wonderfully. The tumors went away in the cat, and the cat lived another years later. He's already old, lived years later. As fate would have it, his favorite nurse, Charlotte Anderson, had her sister get cancer the same time, stage 4 cancer, where she had got so much cancer in her arms, it was in her liver, her spleen. They wanted to remove her arm immediately. He wanted to remove her arm and wanted to do chemotherapy and radiation. She did the first course of chemotherapy, got so sick that she went home and said, I don't want to do this. I'd rather die of the cancer. But she found out from her sister what had happened with our family cat, who responded so beautifully and begged my father to treat her with the Laetril therapy. Well, my dad had to kind of, you know, knew that it was controversial because even though Krebs was treating people in the 60s, doctors were getting in trouble. They were getting the AMA to come after them. You know, that's an unapproved, you know, new drug, even though it's just a vitamin found in food. There's no drug. It's not a drug. It's just found in 1,200 different foods. So my dad had to say he couldn't honor his Hippocratic oath if he didn't help this patient with what she was begging him to treat him with. So he did. And she responded beautifully as well. So much so that their cancer was completely wiped out. She went back to Kaiser Hospital in the San Francisco Bay Area, and a panel of doctors were like doing this and looking at her x-rays and doing a test. And they said, you are cancer free. You have no cancer. What did you do? And she was afraid to tell them what she did, but she wanted to see that they said she was cancer free. So she just basically said, I'm eating right. I'm doing nice things. But they said, well, we see the cancer's gone, but we think you should still remove your arm.
Wow.
Yeah. Still remove her arm, true story. And she said, why? Why would you have me remove my arm? Because they said, because every time we see the cancer go away, it always comes back. Well, Margaret politely declined. She went on and lived a long life after that, some 19 years after that. In hindsight, I know that now. But my dad ran into her wedding 2 or 3 years down the road after he started using it in his practice. And they bumped into each other and they held hands. And they both realized the poignancy of that moment, because not only were they able to hold both hands, but she was still alive. But my dad had changed the entire trajectory of his career, where he started treating thousands of patients with metabolic therapy and Laetril. And I use the word treating cautiously, because in the United States, the only thing you can call a treatment for cancer is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. So we want to rename it adjunctive therapy, so that people can bring in other therapies that aren't approved cancer treatments, but that work. So my dad used it in over 6,000 patients. He wrote a book called Laetril Case Histories. He had 62 cases that absolutely did this, had the same results that his favorite nurse's sister had. Even a young man inside the inside who was sent home to die. His name was Shane Horton. He grounded. He's still grounding to this day. He is 60 years old now, and this was his cancer back when he was 5, and this was his cancer after going through my dad's treatment. People thought they couldn't even recognize these x-rays. They thought there's no way these are the same people. But this is Shane Horton. He's still alive. He's an Alaskan king crab fisherman. So what did my dad, what was his reward for doing all that? He got arrested. He was raided 8 different times. You talk about censorship. We're censored off of YouTube, but he was raided 8 different times. He was sued 4 different times. He ended up winning all of them, but he lost his license in 1977 and had to go to Nevada to get his naturopathic license. So here's an MD that had to get his naturopathic license. And I know many naturopaths that I trust more than a lot of MDs, because MDs have to relearn what they've been taught. I've had MDs tell me that regularly, that they've had to relearn what they've been taught. So that's what was my dad's story. And it wasn't just him, though. G. Edward Griffin wrote the book World Without Cancer, based on my dad telling me about it the first time. This book tells the exact science by why metabolic therapy and Laetril works. And then the second half is why we've never found out about it, Billy. The same reasons we've been lied to about so many other health things, because they don't want us healthy. They really don't like us. And no. People go, who's that? It's the powers that be that only want 500 million of us in the United States, or excuse me, in the entire world. They don't like us. What's happened in Los Angeles is another example of that. So anybody that needs to be brought up to it, what happened with the vaccines and all the people that have had horrible side effects and death. There's so many people that when these statistics come out are going to be freaked out. So that's what's followed up with that is all my dad's story. There's so many other doctors having the same success. I just met a doctor here that 25 years ago took over the practice of Dr. Binzel, who wrote this book about how he treated his patients with Laetril for cancer. He was having tremendous success. One doctor's experience with nutrition and the treatment of cancer patients, he used B17. And when he was retiring 25 years ago, he couldn't find a doctor to do it because he was harassed so much. This book is all about how he was, it says his record of success was astounding. He tells of his ongoing battle with the medical establishment, but this is primarily the story of his alive and well patients, many of whom did not expect to survive the disease. Medical case histories are included. This is a doctor from the Midwest. I met the doctor 90 days ago, Dr. John Murphy, local doctor here in Arizona, who's been treating his patients with metabolic therapy for 25 years. They've gone after his license twice here in Arizona, and he's beat them back because he uses a system where he has people sign off saying that they're, the right to try type stuff. He has the documents to do it. And I met him 90 days ago, Billy. The first time I interviewed with you, I didn't even know about him. And he has so many success stories. He could write a book. So we're finding doctors out there. We're finding Dr. Group, Ed Group, who we've mentioned a couple times, used Laetril in his health establishment back in 1999 and 2000, before the FDA came in and shut him down. So he is seeing the time that we're in, that they can't cover this up anymore. There's so many case histories.
Well, at a time here in the United States of amnesia where, you know, it is mind-boggling to me on so many different levels, John. I'm struggling because I've known people that have had cancer, and I kid you not, I gave them bags. I mean, they had cancer, they got over it, and I gave them bags of apricot seeds, your apricot seeds. Yep. I've given them bags. And then here's the thing that's just mind-boggling to me is, without question, they lined up. These are people that wouldn't eat a GMO to save their lives, but they were the first in line, like half of the people or 99% of the people you see at Whole Foods. I'll bet 99% of them were probably jabbed. They were the first ones in line, wouldn't touch a GMO to save their lives. But then the response to me when I say, hey, here's some apricot seeds, they're like, well, I need to go kind of bounce it off of my doctor to see if it's okay. And I'm like, what planet am I living on? I don't even understand it. I mean, I really cannot get it. I mean,
well, I'll tell you, Billy, the planet you're let me tell this story, because it's shocking and how many people have died because of the cover up. But President Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm, in 1985 had full blown stage 4 colon cancer, and he was afraid. He had always been a proponent of Laetrile because he came up in California and heard about it through the stories about my dad, and his good friend Red Buttons cured his wife's cancer with Laetrile and B17 back in the late 70s. So in 1985, he was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and he didn't want to go to chemotherapy and radiation. He didn't want to do those things. So he was fighting to find a doctor that would treat him naturally. And so he found Dr. Hans Nieper. Dr. Hans Nieper was a West German doctor. He's MD. And he had studied for years about metabolic therapy for cancer, including Laetrile. And he was brought in and started treating Ronald Reagan on a military vessel off the coast of West Germany for two months. They lied about it to the media and told us that he was at Camp David and he was getting over flus and colds, but he was actually being treated off the coast of West Germany. I know that because I spoke to one of his staffers. I know that because I also Dr. Ed Group knew this as well. But here's the thing. That was covered up so much that Ronald Reagan was forced, even though he got rid of his cancer naturally, he was forced to sign the 1986 law by the big pharma people that put up the money to get him into president, because we all believed, conservatives back then, like you just said, we believed, oh, big medicine's good. You know, oh, these things, these drugs are good. No, they made him sign a law saying that you can't sue big pharma. Mm-hmm. That's the guy that was cured of cancer with Laetrile and metabolic therapy. And then this book was published by Philip Day, an author of 30 different books. Where did that book go? Anyway, inside the book, the other book by Philip Day. I don't know how I lose books. Okay. Oh, here it is. All right. This book, Billy, by Philip Day, it says that B17 metabolic therapy in the prevention and control of cancer, a technical manual. It has so much amazing data in here. I've only known about this book for 3 days. But let me read just a highlighted section here that Hans Nieper said when this guy put this book together. During a visit to the United States in 1972, the year my dad started using Laetrile on his patients, Dr. Nieper told reporters, after more than 20 years of such specialized work, I have found non-toxic nitrilicides, that is Laetrile, far superior to any other known cancer treatment or prevention. In my opinion, it is the only existing possibility for the ultimate control of cancer. That's what's been covered up, Billy. How many people have died? I could go on and on and on. I could do an entire 8-hour day of doctors like Dr. Harold Manner, who was the head of biology at Loyola University for 30 years. The head of Loyola University for 30 years, 5-year study on Laetrile, and proved at the end of that study in 1977, that's a banner year, proved that Laetrile stopped 100% of breast tumors in the mice that he treated with Laetrile vitamin A, and pancreatic enzymes. He came out and told that to the world. He followed it up with a study on 15 breast cancer people that were sent home to die, and 100% of them had great results using the same protocol. What was Harold Manner rewarded with? He was fired, left penniless, and had to move to Mexico to work at a clinic in Mexico treating patients, because that was the only place that it was legal to give people a natural substance that's found in 1,200 different foods. That's the kind of demonization that went on. And I have all the, I have the documentation. I have all the studies, all the information, the mice, the pictures of the mice, how they did, but it's still been covered up. And I've only known about, I didn't even know who Harold Manner was a year ago, Billy. So if it's covered up for me, a man whose father gave his life, it's covered up for the general public. And so here on Rumble, we can tell these truths, because usually we would have already been deleted. But nothing I'm saying is not backed up by factual documentation. As an update, this lovely woman, her name is Lynette Hill, and I could probably get her on your podcast if you want to interview her. I met her after she got 1.5 million views on a TikTok video by telling people that she took sour sop and black seed oil, and was she had stage 4 cancer. And then when she added apricot seeds, her healing exploded. She wrote a book. She speaks. She's now become a bestseller, but TikTok deleted all of her videos. So she signed this book to me. I didn't know her till I went and spoke with the lady you mentioned that got you deleted off of Facebook. We were at a convention. We spoke together and I met her. So they do such a good job at compartmentalizing even us, mm-hmm. even the people that know the truth, that we only hear this when we're on a podcast with a friend. And you know I'm not coming on here, Billy, and blowing smoke just so I can sell some apricot seeds. I laugh at people. You're just trying to sell some apricot seeds. No, you can buy them anywhere. You can grow the foods in your garden that have higher, I talked to Jim Gale about that, 30% of foods found in nature have high levels of nitrilicides. That's why wild animals don't die of cancer. It's so proven and factual, but yet, Billy, I'll do this, someone will watch it, and they'll go, well, you know, my uncle's got cancer, he's decided to do chemotherapy and radiation. Is it okay for him to take a natural substance like apricot seeds while he's going through chemotherapy and radiation? Of course, that's an easy answer for me, because if you're doing any kind of medical procedures, you should be being as healthy as you possibly can. You should be eating the right foods. You should be eating foods grown at home. You should be eating organic foods, not avoiding the things that were put on this planet, God-given, to stop us from getting cancer. Just like with vitamin C prevents scurvy, it's been proven. This is not conspiracy theory. This is not something that's not well documented. It's been proven that laetrile and apricot seeds prevent cancer from ever occurring. So I'm not a doctor. I don't treat patients, but I am getting more and more brave, Billy, to say what I just said, which I would have been scared to go on a podcast to say a year ago. But now I'm almost welcoming them, because I have attorneys that have reviewed this information, like Jonathan Amor, is his name up there, so I don't pronounce it wrong.
Oh, Amor, Jonathan Amor, yeah.
Amor. I'm talking to Jonathan Amor. We're meeting at the later this month. Here's one. Do you know Tom Renz?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're going to be shocked, but Tom Renz is a friend of mine from speaking at in events. He was a big fighter against the vaccine. His wife, Annie, came down with stage 4 breast cancer with a 6% chance of living a year ago. And I kid you not, Billy, I thought to myself, you know, all the work that Tom's done with the vaccines and how he's worked with RFK, this is going to be an opportunity for us to get this out to the world, another opportunity. So I reached out to Tom, and at first he was like, John, everybody's telling us about all these different things. They're doing all these different things. So they decided to get $100,000 chemotherapeutic treatment first. And her cancer was growing exponentially. I got hold of him and actually flew him out here. He stayed here 2 days. He toured Global Healing with Ed Group, and he talked to Dr. Henry Ely. And I got him the information about Dr. Harold Manner, about vitamin A, about enzymes, and about B17. And his wife started going on that protocol. And when I met with Tom 2 weeks ago, he told me, and he told me I could tell you or anybody else I talked to, that his wife is now cancer free.
Amen to that, man. I tell you what, it's that those kinds of stories that bring me to tears, man, because there are so many people, including my father-in-law, that are in an early grave because simple, easy preventions like the ones we're talking about right now were widely available. But of course, nobody was talking about it, and you would be thrown in the slammer, or, you know, they put somebody in an early grave like they did to your dad or a number of others out there. I mean, how many people are just, you know,
yeah,
I mean, just snuffed away or snuffed out.
Yeah. Well, I told you about Dr. Harold Manner. I didn't tell you this. Dr. Harold Manner, who was at Loyola University, and my dad died the same month of the same year. They were both in their early 60s. I'm 60 myself. I tend to live a long time. So if you hear about me doing anything, jumping off a bridge or anything, you know that's a lie. But the good news, Billy, is that so many more people than just me know about these natural answers. You mentioned Jonathan Otto, good friend of mine. He's excellent at the red light therapy, and he's excellent at some other things, and urotherapy, and he knows that. He and I hung out in Vegas, and I was telling him things about Laetrile B17 he'd never heard before. And he's like, John, we gotta talk more about this, because we can't all be experts at everything, Billy.
But you know what's really cool about all this, John, is that when I talk to people like you, I talk to people like Barbara, I talk to people like Jonathan, and I can cut and paste all of it together. I mean, so I'm using, honestly, in my daily protocol every day, I'm using stuff from Brian Artis, Henry Ely, all the people. There is not a person you mentioned on this show whose protocol to some extent or another, including your own, that I'm not using right now. And you know, here's the insane part of it all. It's simple to apply. For example, let's get down to brass tacks on some of this stuff as far as prevention.
Right.
Because here's one of the bags I have, and the listeners out there who are only listening, I'm holding up a bag of apricot seeds, and John's got some on his end too. Now, I buy them from him. Like he said, you can find them anywhere, but I buy them from him. Look, I spend my money with the freedom-based people out there. That's where I spend my money. I got other stuff like the Laetrile in a bottle here. Maybe you can see some of that. I got the Pro 15, which I don't really know what it is. I just got it just for GP, and then I got these enzymes.
An oxygenator. Let me tell you, cancer hates oxygen. It's an oxygenator of the blood.
Okay.
It allows more blood to. So athletes use it all the time. Muhammad Ali, I've got a whole thing about vitamin B15. It's pangamic acid, and it helps oxygenate the blood and your muscle tissue. Cancer hates. Hates oxygen. It doesn't grow. It grows in anaerobic state. So that was one of the, what my dad called the big three: pancreatic enzymes, B15 and B17. But also, Billy, I'm going to be remiss if I just sit there and go that, you know, just taking three supplements in this world we live in is not enough. You might need iodine. You might need niacin.
Take that too. Yep.
Multivitamins should be taken.
Yeah, I do all the above for the express purpose that I don't want to be a statistic. I mean,
exactly.
These people are already attacking me electronically. They're doing the gang stalking. The last thing on earth they want to see is a brown person like me who's not left or right. It's not red state. It's not blue state. It's the state against you. And the last thing the powers that shouldn't be want is somebody like me waking up other people that look a little bit like me and saying, hey, you don't have to be on the plantation, on the Jones plantation, as it were, with all these other people, you know, with a mainstream medical model that's just meant to poison you. When, you know, as far as my protocol with this, I'm like, okay, I had one guy tell me, well, they're so bitter, I'm not going to take them. I'm like, okay, so you've already been diagnosed with cancer. You've supposedly been healed from it, but you're telling me these are too bitter to take. I don't care if it was cat piss. If it healed, if I had evidence that it healed cancer and I'd already struggled with it, I would be drinking it. And for me, okay, so it's bitter.
You're gonna take this, you can get it ground. It's the same price as a pound of seeds. We grind it up, take the oil out, and you can put it in your smoothies. You can put it on your salad. It's great on, my wife puts it on our organic wild caught salmon, and it makes it delicious. It's great on pasta, non-GMO, gluten-free pasta. It's great on that. It is bitter, but use it like pepper instead of thinking it. So even if you have the seeds, I just ate those two seeds. I haven't eaten them 50 years. They're still bitter, but don't use that excuse. That's why we're in this health crisis we're in, Billy, is because we only want to eat sweet and salty snacks, stuff that's devoid of any nutrition because we're addicted to it. Well, if you're addicted to that, then get addicted to losing all your money, getting chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery when you get get cancer.
And this stuff is so inexpensive. I mean, the way I do it in the morning, I mean, I eat from my farm every single day. I eat a salad from my farm of the microgreens that are growing in the room right behind me. I grow those microgreens. And it even has simple directions that any monkey could follow. Okay, start by chewing 3 seeds an hour. Do not consume more than 3 seeds in an hour, and then not more than 10 in a day to start. So I'm like, okay, so you already said exactly how I do it. I eat a smoothie midday. Okay, throw some in there. I put some in my salad. I can't even taste them. Then, you know, at night, it's not so bitter. You actually kind of get used to it. And honestly, this is going to sound a little bit crazy. Maybe I'm a masochist, but honestly, I've kind of grown to enjoy the bitter flavor of it. It really doesn't bother me at all. It's a little bit bitter, but honestly, if you were a person who was already dealing with cancer and somebody told me, hey, you know what? This is, like you said, I mean, I would prefer to take a multi-prong approach to anything like, well, first of all, I'd prefer not to get it in the first place.
Exactly.
But if I'd already been through it, and you're telling me, okay, bro, I sent this one guy, I kid you not, I gave him the seeds, I gave him everything that I have right here, and to this day, he's not taking any of it, and he was dealing with a very serious cancer. Well, all cancer, I would imagine, to some extent, is serious. And to this day, he's like, I'm over it. I'm like, okay, I don't know what to tell you. So, John, let me ask you, because there are so many people out there, and I got a specific question I want to definitely get to before this time's up, from a person that just literally wrote to me yesterday. We have record numbers that took that jab, and they have buyer's remorse. We have record numbers with this turbo cancer, something they had to invent another term. There was never a, quote, turbo cancer before. I know you can't give any medical advice, but let's just say you were to come down. Let's say you were one of these hoopals out there that got this jab. Let's say you got multiple jabs. How would you be taking this stuff?
Well, I mean, actually, I've known cases of people that have been completely vaccine injured and then come back from it. And that is something that I can say. I'm not a medical practitioner, but I know there's good stuff out there, including Dr. Brian Artis, a good friend of mine. His COVID book is sold hundreds of thousands of copies. He printed 10,000, sold hundreds of thousands. So what I would do is I would completely reverse my poor eating and my poor decisions and bring my immune system up, because I am a believer that God's immune system, with the proper ammunition, the proper building materials, God's immune system can do all things. It's kind of proof, Billy, because if we sat around and listened to all the things they poison us with every day, and the food we're eating and the radiation we're getting and all these things and the cell phones that radiate us, how is anybody like G. Edward Griffin living to be 93 if all they're doing is eating apricot seeds and taking a couple supplements? And he tells people he's never known of anybody that's died of cancer that regularly eats apricot seeds. I have to repeat that because people don't want to believe it. But what I would do is get as healthy as possible, as quick as possible. But here's the good news, Billy. To be honest with you, we're all hearing that this causes cancer, that causes cancer, this causes cancer. All of these things that supposedly cause cancer don't cause cancer. They destroy the immune system. So if you go on an active quest to improve your immune system, bringing it up to taking the proper supplements, eating foods from your own garden, avoiding sugar and dairy and gluten, and ground and do all these wonderful things, you can come back. Your immune system, this God-given immune system, can come back from anything. My dad used to say, I'm not treating cancer. I'm not curing cancer. All I'm doing is improving people's immune system. And if the side effect is that the cancer goes away, then more power to it. Because guess what else, Billy? Heart disease goes away. Diabetes goes away. Obesity goes away. Asthma goes away. All these chronic diseases can go away as long as you build your immune system. And I know people want to say, well, what specifically, John? What are specifically? We have it on our website. If you use your affiliate link, and we can, people can go and see Dr. Richardson's protocol. They can see what it is. It's not medical advice. It's what my dad used, because my dad also said, and all of these doctors say, cancer is not something complicated. It's not, oh, I got this cancer, I got that. What kind of cancer do they have? Oh, it's this. It's just where it shows up. Cancer is a deficiency disease, ladies and gentlemen. Once you get that, once you understand that, you can understand why they demonize nutritional things that help our immune system, whether it's soursop tea, or whether it's black seed oil, or whether it's organic food, or whether it's Essiac tea. All these things have been proven to help our immune system. So anything you can do. Now, when it comes to like enzymes different things like iron and copper, a lot of those things you need to be tested to make sure you're not getting your levels out of base. But when you're eating an apricot seed, there's no chance of you getting your levels out of base, because God made that seed to grow a tree and grow fruit. It's got balanced nutrition in it. So that's why, again, I tell people, if you default to taking 5 to 10 apricot seeds and you just do it on a regular basis, I'm a happy person and we can change the world. We literally will change the world.
John, let me just go ahead and hit this real quick, because I had somebody, and okay, you hand them a bag of seeds and say, okay, here's your prevention. Go check out. And I, like I said, I sent them the interview I did with you. I sent them your website, the whole nine yards. And the first thing they do is go to Google and put in apricot seeds. And what do you think is the first thing that pops up? Cyanide. Okay. So you already know.
Oh, of course I know. Cyanide poisoning. Not only do I know, that's the reason it works, Billy. It works because
cyanocobalamin.
That's B12. Amygdalin has four compounds, one of cyanide, one of benzaldehyde, two of glucose. Let me make it quick. If I told you don't eat salt because you're going to get chlorine gas poisoning, you'd think I was a crazy person. Nitrilicides are in 1,200 different foods, lima beans, millet, barley. It's not a poison. It's locked tightly in that molecule of amygdalin. The lie, Billy, if I was killing people with the product I'm selling, do you think I'd be here on this podcast right now? They'd knock down the door and take me out in handcuffs. Dr. Beard, who was with the National Institute of Health, this is a guy that was with it for 30 years, a big proponent of Laetrile, came out with a study in the 80s when they were really demonized amygdalin, said, we've had over 200,000 people injected with IV Laetrile with not one instance of toxicology. The woman who wrote this book was with the FDA. I don't know how I lose my books, but here it is, down here on the floor. This woman was a pharmacologist and toxicologist with the FDA and wrote this book and called it the Little Cyanide Cookbook. June Despain, she was famous in the 70s, and my dad wrote a little section at the front, said, if every family could enjoy the meals from this book, we'd soon have no more cancer patients. Let us hasten the day. This book has been published and around for 50 years. She was with the FDA prior to that. The FDA knew that it was non-toxic. They've studied it. They knew it would cause pain relief, but they couldn't prove that it didn't help cancer because they would never allow it to go into human trials and studies. But doctors have done it. They've had to keep it hidden, but they've stopped us. Every time someone wanted to take the Sloan Kettering study or the Loyola University study or other studies, there's many that prove that amygdalin caused apoptosis in cancer cells, they always come out with the cyanide lie. So that Billy, your friends will pay, somebody you know will pay $100,000 for a poisonous drug that will hopefully kill their cancer, but they won't take an apricot seeds, which people have been eating for hundreds of years and ever since. Apricot seeds, lima beans, millet, barley, apple seeds, all the things that contain amygdalin. It's not free cyanide. That's a lie. You have to go deeper, but that's the one that scares everybody. That's what you see. I've had people on podcasts say, oh, you're a scoundrel. You just want to make money selling people something that's poisonous. Find me a case of anybody that's poisoned themselves. Yes, you can get upset to your stomach. Yes, if you eat too much apricot seeds too quickly, you can have an upset stomach, but that's also a biochemical reaction. And it tells animals, hey, I've eaten too much. Let me stop. It tells humans, hey, I've eaten too much. Let me hold back a little bit. So if three is enough for you before you start feeling a little queasy, then just stay with three for a while. It's more important to be consistent. But
see,
there is no
beautiful
jeopardy of cyanide poisoning. Billy, I've had people eat hundreds. I've eaten hundreds at trade show. It's not, you know, people go, well, your body's used to it. Yes, no duh. My body's used to it, but I'm not cyanide poisoning myself. There's no buildup. And they've done plenty of studies to prove that. They're all available and they're published.
You eat, you drink too much water, it'll blow up your freaking kidneys. I mean,
exactly.
There's
eat a gallon of ice cream. You'll be sick for at least 24 hours.
You know, and you know, in the permaculture world, we know this. Those of us who are in the regenerative agriculture community, we know that we want to grow lots and lots and lots of poisonous things out in our pastures. Why? Because the animals know how to titrate those things to a point. And this is what absolutely blows me away. I've never, to your point, I've never seen an animal kill itself when it had an availability of things that it could eat. The only time an animal will eat something to the point of death is when they're in a place where all they have is that one thing to eat. And then, of course,
like
they
zoos,
die.
Billy, like zoos.
Exactly.
Wild animals don't get cancer unless they've been radiated or something out in, you know, next to a power plant. In general, wild animals do not get cancer. When they go to the zoo, they start dropping like flies because they're eating foods that don't have any amygdalin in them.
Well, yeah, and there's probably a whole host of other reasons as well.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
true.
You know, I mean, at the end of the day, here we are in the United States of Amnesia, one giant zoo, and we're dropping like flies. So let's become feral again, folks. John, this has been a fantastic podcast, and I can't believe the time's already gone, but tell everybody where they can find you. And, I can't wait to send this one out to everybody I know that may be suffering or, you know, has been suffering. So, yeah.
Well, they can find us at rncstore.com/. And do you know Billy's affiliate link?
Oh, should be Perma.
Perma. Thank you, Billy. It's Perma. rncstore.com/Perma. That gives you a discount. And it also helps us help Billy tell the truth, get it out there. We got to stop supporting people that don't want us alive. Stop spending your money on people that have injected us with things that we're having problems from. Support those that are telling the truth, that are backing it up and risking their livelihoods to get it out there. So use the discount code PERMA, rncstore.com. That'll allow you to watch the videos. You can spend hours, Billy, on our website just doing stuff for free by using your discount code. You can just go on there and watch videos. There's the video of Sloan Kettering, the second opinion. And so, yeah, I love that when people plant apricot trees. That's my favorite thing, really, honestly. If we all had an apricot tree, we just ate our own apricots, I could retire and do something else.
Yeah.
Of course, people are always going to want supplements, but really the best way to get your amygdala is eating the foods that have it in it. I have a book back here called Cancer Free with Food from my good friend, Leanna Warner Gray. She wiped out her cancer with food and she did it for her mom as well. She's been offered jobs on the transition team, Billy. And she's a very close friend of mine. We text and talk several times a day. Beautiful Australian girl. She's talking to the transition team, and they've offered. And she's the one that got to talk to Elon Musk about B17.
You know, one last question here, John. I got to ask because after this manufactured fire out in California, and of course the manufactured hurricane out here in where I live near Asheville, North Carolina. Two other topics entirely, but the one for California. Now, I'm guessing you source a lot of your apricots from California. Has this fire affected any of that? And are people a little bit concerned about, should they go ahead and buy them now while you got them in stock before they burn down everything else out there?
Well, I will say that our sales have exploded with seeds. So we're actively that we spend a lot of time, finding additional sources that are clean, organic, non-pesticide. So recommending people stock up is always a good thing. No, it didn't affect us at all. That's Southern California. All of our apricot seeds, 85% of the apricots grown in the United States are grown in the Central Valley of the United States. Mm. And so, yeah, it's the best place to grow almonds. You know, I don't like the politics in California. I still have a place there. We still have factories there. But I pray for those people in Southern California. And a lot of people say, look at the deep state. They're winning. They're doing all this stuff. No, these are their last gasps. There's not, there's not, I don't know if you can find five people in LA that think, oh, this was, you know, this was a great thing. You know, this is nature just taking back. It's what it deserves. This was a planned event. It's so obvious. You don't even have to be, you don't have to connect dots. You just have to listen to the people that work, the fire chiefs and the, and you need to, I mean, the you know this. I don't need to teach you, your audience, anything, but that's the last dying gasp because we are winning. It's not over by any stretch of the imagination. We have a lot of work to do, Billy, but we are winning. And so we're not, I'm not backing off. I'm going harder at it. I'm doing more podcasts a week now than I've ever done. And I'm getting this information out there so that everybody can have this. And if something happens to John Richardson, it's not going to stop. It's going to keep going.
That's what I'm talking about, folks. Send this thing to everybody you know. I don't think there's a person out there that doesn't know of somebody else that's going through cancer right now. My dad just went through it not long ago, and there's everywhere you throw a rock, there's somebody with a cancer or a turbo cancer or something like that. So please spread this as far and wide as you possibly can, not in an interest to aggrandize myself. I've never done that before. I was using his product long before I had him on the show, folks.
I know you did. But you're saving lives, people. I mean, literally, I have a friend that says that's not melodramatic. Literally, people are dying for lack of knowledge. They're dying for lack of knowledge. And it shouldn't be. It should not be. People need to know about this. And they don't. You don't have to buy from me. I'll repeat that a million times. All that buying from me does is support what we're doing to get the message out there. But if you buy at your local store, you grow a tree, more power to you. If you eat the proper foods, more power to you. But just get amygdalin into your diet, however you need to. We can change the world.
Thanks so much for coming on, John. I thoroughly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, my friend. I look forward to doing this again.
Oh, yeah. All right, folks. Tell you what. Go out there, check out RNC Store. We're going to have a link down below. And until next time, stay alert, stay alive. You sitting at Manicotti, yeah, I'm talking saucy. All they wanna build is a prison world full of pet Tamagotchis. Like a kamikaze, got me out of body like I'm Goku SS3. They wanna push me to the center like a cell, they wanna spill up at the center of the next is me. They want me to battle, but I'm a
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.